Dings. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We're going to go in depth with Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender, and she is going to recap the most recent city council meeting and also just kind of update us on some things going on in the city. Mayor Mary, how have you been?
Good, Mo. It's been, a fast month. Rivertown Days is over, and, they always say after Rivertown Days, when the sun starts setting, earlier.
I know.
But you know what? We are so crazy busy still at the city. There's half of the programs left down at Rotary Pavilion. That's every Thursday night. We have Market Alleyway, where that's where the, vendors can come and sell their items in the alleyway before the Rotary Pavilion, before the events. And, there's still a ton to do and really active throughout the city.
So, Mayor Mary, tell us a little bit about the energy of the city during the summer months. I mean, it's beautiful, of course, in the wintertime months for a whole host of other reasons, but there's a vibrancy, I think. The fact that we're on a river, the city comes alive in a different way, and there's just so much more energy or something.
You know, there is, Mo, and I think it's just, that partially I think is COVID as well. You know, people I think are really going out, even though COVID is still there, trust me. I do hear that people still have COVID, the second bout of it. But people, they just want to be outside. You know, it's so beautiful. And yeah, we don't have a ton of activities on the river, but we have activities right above the river where you can view the river while you're doing, activities outside down on Levee and JC Parks, which are so beautiful just to be able to walk or, bike through those trails. And, our trail system has always been one of our items that people enjoy about Hastings, and this year proves it as well. I mean, you're seeing more people come to town and they're parking at our restaurants and they have bikes on the back of their vehicles, which, I love to see. And then if you see even a different state, for their license plate, that's really enjoyable for me too. So I just appreciate people coming to our community and supporting what we do have within, and our restaurants and our little shops downtown are busy, and even the outer restaurants that aren't on the main street, you can see that there's a ton of movement through the community. And I just love to see the patios busy no matter where you're at. There's a patio. So, and everybody just, they just want to be outside in the summertime. Yes, it's hot. Boy, is it hot. But, I think we've learned to accept heat in July. And we just want to be outside because we know what's to come in another few months.
No kidding. You talked about the pavilion, and I know you want to give a shout out to Paige Marshall in all that she does to really fill that space up and fill it with a variety of things, family-friendly things, things for people our age. So talk about how that pavilion has really changed the downtown for the better.
So yeah, we're very fortunate that Rotary, helped partner back when the Rivertown Renaissance development was being done. And Paige has done, as you just stated, an amazing job. Paige is just, she is so full of energy, and she's just so kind, and she's got energy that I just love being around her. You want to be around people like that. But, you know, Mo, I will give a shout out to Paige. Couldn't do her work without the Ruth and George Doffing Foundation. They donate, Smeads donates, Ardent Mills donates, you know, to these programs that are at the river. They're not only just music programs. However, music is every Thursday night. There's Tuesday night. They have various things with, you know, like carpenters and things like that. They do other day programs like story time along the park. Those are all sponsored by people that I just mentioned. And we couldn't do what we do without partnerships like our businesses and our companies within our, you know, our community. So we're very thankful for them. And that, you know what the thing is? They come back every year and support us. So, and that's what I think community is. It's each other helping each other. So I think we have a good thing going on, and Paige is remarkable. And even in the winter, she has these amazing programs, you know, ice fishing and snowshoeing. And she just comes up with great ideas, and they're full. They fill up all the time.
And she's dialed into what the community wants, and I think that's great. And you mentioned the fact that Hastings is a destination. I know a lot of people that make it a day trip destination, but also people that are, you know, staying overnight and, like you said, eating at the restaurants here. So the more that we can engage people from outside the community as well, I think that's a positive. You also mentioned River Town Days. That's a great opportunity for us to showcase the city of Hastings, not only to the people that live here, but also open up Hastings and encourage people to come and enjoy it, and people outside the community. And I know at the meeting, the most recent city council meeting, you gave a shout out at the very end to Christy Barson and her team for, again, putting on such a great River Town Days event.
You know, I did, Ma, and I think that's important as well, simply because, like I said earlier, we have to have those partners to help, you know, each other. And River Town Days is a wonderful time to showcase Hastings, like you said. And these business sponsors, you know, they sponsor the events and we all work together. But people have to understand, you know, too, our chamber is for our businesses. And that's what the chamber does. They work with the businesses. And this fundraiser supports the Chamber of Commerce, which then supports our community of businesses. And to see the surrounding people come to our community, just such a joy. I worked the gates, both gates, for both nights, and it was just so kind of cool to see where people were from. And it was like, I mean, even Iowa, Florida, some of, you know, I had people coming in from Florida. Oh yeah, we're visiting my family, but these friends of ours are, you know, singing in the band. They're from Florida, you know, blah, 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 blah. It was good. You know, it just makes us feel thankful and grateful that we have support throughout the community with our businesses and all of the volunteers. I mean, it's amazing to throw on a festival like this. I think Christy made the mention of like 130 volunteers, but a lot of those had 2, 3, and 4 shifts. I just think it's a great place to come together. So it was great.
And I think the misnomer with a lot of people is that the city puts the event on, and you couldn't do it without the partnership of the city, but that's a chamber-driven event.
It is a chamber-driven, and their board, but there also is a River Town Day committee. So it's led by the chamber, but there are volunteers that get together. I mean, they'll start meeting probably in 2 weeks to reevaluate and start thinking about next year. So these are volunteers, you know, that do all this work. And, you know, people have to, they have to think about really what the bottom line for River Town Day is. It's, you know, they reinvest those funds to bring people into the community for tourism. And they support our local economy, which is really important for a community with small businesses. You know, it just helps them sustain themselves.
It's a fundraiser. And as you said, it does support the local businesses of Hastings, because we're very blessed. We have a lot of mom and pop places. You're a owner of one. I'm working at a mom and pop radio station.
Yeah.
It was really nice to see the presence of Fleet Farm everywhere. I feel like they're going to be a great community partner.
Yes, they have really stepped up. So they announced on Saturday, so it's known to everyone now, they'll be opening September 9th.
Yay!
Which is awesome. They're so excited, you know, for our community, and we're so excited to have them.
Mary, do you know what is the construction that's going on in the, what would it be, the east part of their parking lot?
So actually, I was able to tour the inside, and John Hinsman and Eric Moss, along with myself, walked around. They told us everything. And Mo, this is so important for people to know. And I told Kyle that this needs to get out there. You know, I have a concern for our other smaller businesses that are like Fleet Farm, you know, that sell maybe the same thing. And this is one thing they told us, and I think they should be very proud of this. They did their homework. They put in our Fleet Farm store in Hastings the things that Hastings doesn't have. So their emphasis, in fact, you asked them what's going on the east side of it. Their emphasis was they were going to not have lumber. And so many people said, oh, we're so glad you're going to have lumber. And Kyle would say, we're not having lumber. Oh, but we should have lumber. And after so many people reaching out to him, he went to his GM and he said, I think we need to rethink this. Hastings wants a lumber yard. And so that is what they're creating on the east side of that building now. It's not going to be extreme like the larger, you know, lumber yards in the Lakeville store or their other stores, but they will have lumber, which I think is really cool. They pivoted for what our needs were. Hastings doesn't have archery. They're having an archery area. They have pet food, but not as much as they may have in other stores, but they have a huge pet accessory area, which, of course, you know, I love pet. I don't have one anymore, but I still love pets. They're, you know, their gun display, you know, for hunting and things. And I'm not a huge gun fan, but we have many, many, many hunters around here. Their display is the largest one of all of the other Fleet Farms because Hastings asked for it. They asked for it.
So, Mary, let's get to the most recent meeting, which was July 18th. It was not a super long meeting, but you did have some good discussion on certain topics. What do you want to flesh out for us, please?
Sure. I'll just go through a couple things. As always, you know, we did the consent agenda, and that motion prevailed. And there's really nothing on there but, you know, bills paid and just some signing and, you know, various things like that, which is always housekeeping for us, which is great. One thing we did talk about was the Lake Isabel Park. We did a budget amendment, and we have finally awarded that contract. I don't know if people know, but we've been working on the Lake Isabel project since 2020 now. And when the bids came back, they were a bit high.
What were the bids for?
Redevelop the Lake Isabel Park.
Okay.
Which is the park on 2nd Street as you come into the east side, Cowtown. It's on the right-hand side. So this has been a master plan, in the master plan for quite a few years, and we're kind of finally coming to fruition. But back in 2020, the bids were sought out, and they were high. So we kind of just decided to wait on it and came back to 2022 now, and they're still high. So we have a DNR grant that we have to use it by June of 2023. So we wanted to get it through so we could utilize that grant. And so what we needed was, back in 2020, $125,000 was already approved, and then $100,000 of park dedication was approved, and then $25,000 is being gifted to the city for this project from the Friends of Lake Isabel, which is the East Side group. We already had the $250,000, but the bids came in too much higher, so we had to make an amendment for an additional $172,000. and we're moving through so we can kind of get that project done. It's always a struggle to try to deal with raising fees and in everything. Everything is just so high right now. So I really appreciate the finance department and what they do and try to figure out how can we get these projects done so we can get this checked off. So they came back and they kind of, they did some alterations to it. I think they're happy and content. So that got passed and we'll start to see that, you know, moving forward quickly too. So that's all real good. And then under administration, ABDO has been doing a comp and class study, which hasn't been done in the city of Hastings for years and years. Leah from ABDO gave a little update on us, and we just automatically we're pushing that to the administration committee of the council so they can look at it further and kind of depict where they feel we should be leaning toward as far as raises and taking everything into consideration. Rather than a conversation with full council, we'll send it to a committee and those three council members will discuss it and then bring it back to the council with their recommendations. It's a little easier to try to figure out rather than seven voices to try to have three voices look through the data and just make general consensus as to what they feel would be the way to deliver this new data.
And then also, I know you had an adoption of a new alcoholic beverage ordinance. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So this is actually the second reading. The first reading was a couple weeks ago, and this is something that happened with the omnibus liquor bill back in May of 2020. It's just variations of allowing like a brewer license, and this is why Councilmember Fox abstained from voting because this, of course, is her business. It was a way to get more production done in breweries and to hold a kind of a micro distillery license and distilled spirits, if you will. They had only so much capacity that they could brew in a day's time. It's just a way to expand what they do. They're limited to only be able to sell so much. Well, this bill amended that so they could expand their liquor licensing. They can have extended hours.
Well, it sounds like it was a great meeting. Your next meeting is when, Mary?
Yeah, so our next meeting is Monday, August 1st.
We want to thank you for your time today, Mayor Mary Fassbender. And she does keep regular office hours. Why don't you tell people, please?
I do. I am at City Hall on Mondays. I've been there actually a little longer now, so 12 to about 4:30. On Wednesdays, I'm usually there by 9:30, and I leave by about 1:30. And then Fridays, for the summer now, I'm not there on Fridays. But if people want to reach out to me, I am available at nights or whenever, but that would be by appointment only.
Mayor Mary Fassbender, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.